Okay, friend, it's time for some real talk. So I'm not lying when I say that like this episode, I have an idea of what I want to say, but like it's not planned. It's hardly outlined. I'm so grateful for any and every download that I get on this show because somebody has intentionally hit play on this show. And I was looking at my analytics yesterday because I tried to record this episode yesterday and apparently the ending didn't get recorded. So got to start over. But the podcast is a top 2% podcast globally ranked, and I'm almost at 12,000 downloads, which is unreal. It's absolutely unreal. I remember when I launched this show almost 3 years ago. So just to be clear, this is not the anniversary of the podcast, okay? This is the anniversary of when I decided that I'm no longer going to be a website designer and become a podcast manager. So I remember when I was launching this show, I knew that I wasn't going to have like a million downloads out of the gate. And I was fine with that because I've always said I would rather have 20 people who listen to my show in a week or a month or whatever, who are actually highly engaged and interested in what I'm talking about and my framework, my teaching, and what I offer, than having 5,000 downloads or even 1,000 downloads, even 100 downloads. 100 people who are not interested at all in my offer, because this is not a hobby podcast. This is my business. And I think that a lot of people might get that confused when they think about podcast growth and podcast downloads and making money from your podcast. And so I already knew that I was okay with the small numbers. But to me, it's not even a small number. Like when I log in and I see 15 people have hit play on my show in one day, I'm like, heck yes, like that's amazing. Like that is so cool because I've set my show up in a way where if you're not a mom, and I've talked about this so many times on the podcast, but if you're not a mom, you probably aren't even tuning in. But I've also said this so many times, if you're not a mom, there's still a place for you. I've had a plumber reach out to me. A man, a male plumber. I still get weirded out. Like, not that he reached out to me. He was actually very sweet. We hopped on a call. It was great. I'm just like, do I say gentleman? Is it man, male? I don't even know because I've literally only worked with women. But he reached out to me. He inquired on my website and it was awesome. I was like, heck yeah, like, I'd love to work with you. I almost had the opportunity to help out like a policeman podcast. I thought that would be really cool. I wanted to help him and his partner out. That ended up not working out, unfortunately, but I would have loved to do that. So your people, and that was by referral, by the way, your people will come to you when you do it right. You're going to attract the right people, but you're also going to repel the right people because we don't want a show that is talking to just everybody. And that is something that I am so serious about. Now, again, this is not a hobby podcast and I do not teach hobby podcasting. If you are a hobby podcaster and you're listening to this, I think that's awesome because you can literally take the information that I give you on the show and you can build a business out of your hobby podcast. Like you can totally do that. But when we are talking to everybody, we're talking to no one. So not to go too off track, but I'm very grateful for every single download on this show. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. If you have gotten value out of this show, I mean, maybe it's your first time and you're like, I don't know if I like you yet, lady. Like, that's okay. Just keep listening to the show and you can make a decision for yourself. Go binge some episodes. But if you've been listening to me, if this is not your first episode, I would really, 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 really appreciate it if you could leave a review. I look at them all the time. I get super sad when it's been a while and I don't see a review. And I get really excited when I see one come through because I literally read every single one and it means so much to me. And it's also what helps the show grow. So I'm hoping by the end of 2025, I'm hoping to be a top 1.5 to 1% globally ranked podcast. And I cannot do that without your help. So if you could leave a review, that would be beautiful. If you're on Apple, there's a purple link that says write a review. It would be amazing if you could do that for me. And if you're not in a position that you're able to leave a review, if you know of anybody who wants to start a podcast, or if you know of somebody who already has one and they're not seeing the growth that they maybe want, and they're a business owner, I would love it if you would share my show with them or maybe shoot them over an episode that you think they would find valuable. That's like the best way to say thank you, to support the show. And I don't know, think of it as a anniversary gift for me, but I would really, really appreciate it if you could do that. So with that being said, let's get into the lessons that I've learned. I can't even say that I've learned it over the past 3 years because it's something I'm just learning now. So these things I'm about to talk about, I've learned going into my fourth year of being a podcast manager. You are listening to the Moms Who Podcast show, where you will learn how to launch, grow, and make sales from your podcast as a busy mom. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of five, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist who has helped hundreds of women use their podcast to grow their online business. Let's dive into today's episode. Before we dive in, I have a huge ask for you. Would you please do me a favor and subscribe to my YouTube channel? I recently launched my channel, and over there, I'm sharing simple, effective strategies for using long-form content like podcasting to grow your business, plus behind-the-scenes look at how I'm building as a content creator in Mama 5. On YouTube, you can just type my name, Pamela Krista, or you can click the link in the show notes, and I really, really appreciate it in advance. So number one is actually twofold. So like there's two pieces to this, okay? I don't know why I'm numbering because I'm probably going to say more things. So we're just going to go with it. Document everything. I learned this the hard way because I have been just in my own little world over here. La, 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 la. I've been in my own world. You know, I have my processes for my management clients and for my clients who I work with one-on-one for a podcast launch. And that works really well. Like I have that dialed down. But with that being said, everything can always improve. So that has come to really bite me in the butt because, again, I wasn't documenting anything. I wasn't creating any SOPs, nothing. So it's been a rude awakening that I have had all this knowledge in my head that I'm now trying to get out of my head and into something more concrete. So that, I mean, for a few reasons, because you should just do that anyways. Even if you're a one-person team, which I am, I'm a one-person team, but even if it's just you, you should still document things, especially if you're a service provider. You should document things. Document your process. Document what you do day in and day out. I wish I would have learned this sooner. And it was something that nobody told me. Nobody told me. I had to figure it out on my own. And it's just one of those things that you learn, you live and you learn. The second part of this is that systems are everything. Systems, I should say, not having systems almost ruined my business. I was about to say life, but I mean, I need to get better systems in my life, like in my personal life as well. So systems are absolutely everything. And I wish I would have implemented systems earlier and not waited so long until not the last minute. And I don't want to say like I waited until it was too late or anything like that. But let's just say that I should have implemented systems long before now. And when I mean systems, I mean systems. I don't mean just some checklist or Google Sheets, which that's what I've been rocking with for like ever between that. And I have tried so many different things. I have tried, when I tell you, I've literally tried so many different things. I started out using Asana, and then I moved to Trello, and then I moved back to Asana, back to Trello. This went back and forth for a minute, okay? And then I tried ClickUp, not for me, not at all. Then I tried Airtable, fell in love with it, but couldn't figure out how to make it work. So then I went back to Asana. Then I found Notion, fell in love. I love Notion. I think Notion is amazing. However, I realize that it doesn't have the full capabilities of what I need as a podcast manager, who's a service provider, as a podcast manager. So I am officially going back to Airtable, and my systems are in the process of being incredibly airtight. And I'm so excited because I can't wait to share all of those things with you as I get those built out. But systems are everything, and it almost broke me. It almost broke me, but God is good. I've learned that I can't just quit because it's hard. When I look back at my life, I've quit almost everything because it got hard. I mean, I've had so many ideas. I wanted to start a YouTube channel 10 years ago, actually 20 years ago. Dang, feel so old sometimes when I'm thinking of being 18, 10 years ago. And honey, that was 20 years ago almost. So dang. Okay, well, anyway, I wanted to get on YouTube. I fell in love with YouTube when I used to watch Sims. They were called Let's Plays. I don't have any clue what they call them now, but the Sims Let's Plays were everything. I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. They can just literally play their game and record themselves. And then they get like access to new game releases and they get like invited to Sims camps and all these cool things. I'm like, I want to do that. Like, that's what I would have considered my dream job when I was like 16 or 17. Anyway, I tried getting on YouTube when I was 18. So I did a little bit of research. And this is why I tell my daughters and I tell my son too, but he's almost 5. Things are going to be hard. Things are not always going to be easy. My daughter and I, a couple years ago, we walked into Ulta, which is a beauty store. If you don't know, it's like one of my favorite places on earth, aside from Sephora. I love those stores so much. Okay. So we walked in there and we're like looking around and I think we saw that they were hiring on the door. And so I mentioned her like, hey, Stella, like you could work here when you get older. And she was like, well, no, like, oh, it's too much. Like, I'd have to learn all this makeup and I'd have to like learn all these things. And she was like, I don't know any of that. I don't know a lot. I only know a little bit. And then I told her, I was like, well, that's kind of the point. Like, and they're not going to expect you to know everything. Now, do they probably want to hire somebody who has an extensive knowledge on all things beauty? Probably. But I'm sure that they have a heart for, you know, a young person who wants to learn about beauty, maybe not know that much about it, but still wants to grow and learn. And so I told her, I was like, if you're interested in something, if you truly want to do that, then, you know, you apply for the job. And if you get the job, you show up every day and every single day, you're going to learn new things every day. That's how it was for me with healthcare. I was in the healthcare field for 10 years. I learned new things all the time. There wasn't a day that went by that I didn't like learn something new. So I don't think us as humans should ever get to the point where we're good, whether that's our relationship with God, our kids, our husband, life. We should never be to the point where I'm good. I don't need anything else. We should always be wanting to grow and evolve and be better and learn more and do more. And so anyway, I ended up telling her that, you know, yeah, it's going to be like, you know, a little difficult at first. You might not know everything, but you go in every day and you're going to learn a little bit more. You're going to learn a little bit more. And I mean, it was the same thing when I was in the food industry, when I was a waitress. You know, you get hired at a place and yeah, you might be familiar with the food, but you might not know everything on the menu. And then what do? You study the menu. You look at it again and again. And the more that you serve, the more that you do that thing, the better you're going to get. So all that to say, when I started my YouTube channel in July of this year, it was very hard for me. It was very hard because I had to tear my business down from the back end, which is when all of my systems fell apart and everything just fell apart. And I had to figure out what my strategy was going to be on YouTube and what was the goal. Like, why did I want to be on YouTube? What was the goal? And then the tech was crazy. The camera was, I got the wrong camera at first. I had to exchange it. There was two instances where I had to go to Best Buy like 3 times in one day. And that crap gets exhausting. And so the tech was teching when I first started my channel. And it was enough between the tech and everything else going on. We also had an instance, you can listen to that a few episodes back, where both refrigerators that we had stopped working. One of them did break because the door fell off. So the door broke off. But the other one just stopped working literally in the same day. So we have one fridge in the kitchen, one in the garage. We have a family of 7. So like we need space for food. And so they both stopped working in the same day. And I mean, between that and all the tech and then just stress, all the things, it was enough to like make me want to quit. And I even said to myself, like, okay, I had the thought and then I released it, but I was like, maybe I should just quit. Maybe I shouldn't even start this YouTube channel because it's going to be too hard. Then I have to find time to record. Like, I'm literally probably going to get interrupted in a few minutes when my daughter's home from school. But I'm like, I have to do it at some point. There's got to be, something's got to give. Like, if you want something, you're going to do it and you're going to do it well. And that's it. So my point being is that I'm all in on YouTube and I might not be doing it right. I might not be doing everything perfect, but I am showing up. I am doing the thing. And I feel like that's what's important. What's important is the fact that I'm not stopping, which leads me into you can evolve without changing everything. So with me getting on YouTube, and I'm going to be talking about this probably for the foreseeable future, but YouTube really changed my business because it really forced me to get clear. And I mean crystal clear, okay? So every single video that I publish is intentional and has a purpose and leads the viewer to the next step. And so once I went through the process for YouTube, I had to really take a hard look at the podcast. And I was like, oh, wow, like there's so much that needs changed. And so I'm actually currently auditing my podcast right now and mapping out the step-by-step to my podcast audit process that all ties back to document everything. So in starting YouTube, in realizing just how much I needed to tweak things, I thought that I was in the middle of this evolvement, like I've evolved, which I have. I've grown so much. I've evolved so much. I'm definitely not the same person that I was 3 years ago. So with all of these changes happening, I slowly started to internally realize, meaning like I didn't process it fully, that I'm so much more than just a podcast manager. Like that's how I've marketed myself for the past 3 years. I'm a podcast manager. Well, slowly over the past like year, I've been adding the word strategist because I'm so much more than a podcast editor and I'm so much more than a podcast manager. And I'm finally embracing that now. And so with all these things happening, I was like, oh my gosh, I got to change everything. I got to have a new name for the show. I got to have a new brand. I got to have this. I got to have that. Like I'm on YouTube now. I got to do this. Got to do that. Got to do this. Got to do that. And so this led me down such a rabbit hole. Okay. I can't even explain it to you, but I'm going to try. So after realizing what I needed to fix with the podcast and of course, adding in document everything and systems and literally all the stuff that I just said, I found school. And school is the most amazing place to host a community. If you don't know about school, go check out my video on YouTube about school and building a podcast community. But when I got on school, it was like the hallelujah choir. It was like the angels started to sing. Okay. It was everything that I needed and nothing that I didn't. It replaced Kajabi. It replaced Google Meet. And again, if you don't know what school is, it's literally a community first platform. So you can connect with people through the community aspect. There's a classroom aspect where you can build out courses, freebies. I'm even going to host my summit on school. Like, are you joking? I'm so excited for this. My membership is going to be on school and my group program. Like, I'm so geeked out about it. And then there's also the calendar section. So I can host all of my calls right inside of school. Everybody can see. Not everybody has access because it depends on, you know, if you have access or not, like depending on if you're in my group program or, you know, once my membership launches, it depends on if you're in the membership and then you'll get access to that call. But it solves so many problems for me. And so I'm documenting my step-by-step on school. I'm going through the beta round of my group program right now. And so I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I've got to change everything. I have to change my name. I have to change my branding. Everything needs changed. And then I decided to do some market research calls. And I love doing these at least once a year. And I've done it at least 4 times now. I love doing it at least once a year because I love hearing exactly where people are at. And I love getting the verbatim of what people actually need. And so I was on, I think, I don't know, 10 or so calls. And so through these market research calls, there was this one market research call in particular that really truly reminded me a couple of things. She reminded me that my offer, so the fact that I do one-on-one podcast launches and podcast management done for you, where I edit, upload, and schedule your episodes, that didn't change at all, not in the slightest. Okay, that never changed. My dream client didn't change. So a female entrepreneur who has a podcast or wants to start a podcast, and she's got an offer, that hasn't changed. My mission didn't change either. And so I realized that my offer didn't change, neither did the person who I was serving. And so ultimately, I realized that I've changed, I've grown, I've evolved, but that doesn't mean my whole business needs to change, most especially if my audience and my offer is still the exact same as it was. And so, I mean, it kind of makes me laugh a little bit. And I feel and I know that the enemy uses that kind of stuff to, you know, get in our heads as entrepreneurs, as women, you know, trying to build God's kingdom. He uses stuff like that so that we can feel like we need to not stay the path when really we need to stay the path. And Alex Hormozi has a really amazing quote that I actually keep on my computer. And so this is one of his quotes that I absolutely love. 9 times out of 10, you know what to do. It just sucks. But rather than endure that discomfort, we convince ourselves that there's something else worth doing when there isn't. And that hits hard. It really does. Because, you know, what I'm learning is that sometimes we just have to be boring, because a lot of times doing new things is exciting, obviously, most times. It's exciting to do new things, and it's boring to keep doing that same stuff. But that same boring stuff is what's going to move the needle in your business. It's what's going to get you more visibility. It's what's going to help you see the most growth. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes the new stuff can do that as well, possibly better, just obviously depending on what the situation is. But I've learned that I am staying in my lane and doing what I know I'm called to do. And I'm going to let God have his way, because if there's anything else I've learned over the past 3 years while we're at it, is that I can't do it on my own. So yes, I'm the only team member, like I'm a solo business owner. But if I carry around everything that I've done wrong in my business, that I've done wrong as a mom, that I've done wrong as a wife, that I've done wrong in my life, I would be in a corner bawling my eyes out, not being able to get up off the floor. So, I mean, there's no other way to put it except that it wasn't meant for us to carry alone, and that we have to put our trust in God, because if we don't, then we're really left to our own understanding. And when we do that is when we get it all messed up, because we're relying on our own strength and we're relying on what we think. And that's just not the best practice that we should be doing at all. Not the best practice at all. And so now I am entering in year 4 of being a podcast manager in a season of rebuilding. So I'm documenting everything and I'm putting it inside of the Moms Who Podcast community, which is over on School, which if you are not there, you got to get inside. Click the link in the show notes. And I'm nurturing there. There's live calls. There's going to be experts. It's going to be amazing. Memberships coming soon. I am building out my group program that is literally designed for podcasters who want to sell their offer on their podcast. So I'm focusing on the launch of my group program. And then I am honing in even more on my strategy of podcasting and YouTube. And then I am honing in even more on tying my business to the podcast and to YouTube. Because as a mom and a business owner, we just don't have time to make it complicated. It's got to be simple. So I am fully building that strategy for YouTube and the podcast. So I'm not giving up. I'm getting better. I'm learning from my mistakes. I'm excited. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. And I am excited to continue to nurture this podcast, my YouTube, and to nurture the entrepreneurs that I get to work with one-on-one, people inside my community. And I just want to leave you with this. If you've ever felt like quitting your podcast or quitting your business or quitting anything else for that matter, whether your show is not growing, maybe you feel like it just all feels too messy, or life is just throwing you a bunch of curveballs like it did me with our two refrigerators literally stopping working in the same day, I just want to remind you that you can evolve. You don't have to change everything. You're allowed to pause. You're allowed to pivot, but don't, please don't give up on your vision to start your podcast or to grow the podcast or to keep the podcast that you already have going. Your voice is too valuable for that. There's nobody else in the world like you. Nobody has your voice. Nobody can tell the story that you can tell. And so whether you've been here from the beginning or whether you just found me, I am so appreciative of you being here. And if you want to go behind the scenes with me even deeper and get access to free trainings, resources, and my direct support, then please go to the show notes or simply just go to school.com/podcasters. I made that super easy. I love that URL because I can just simply say it, but just go there, join the community, and that's where I'm sharing everything that I'm building in real time. I am so appreciative of you again, friend, for listening. Thank you so much for 3 amazing years of being a podcast manager. Thank you so much again for tuning in. I hope you have the most beautiful week, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.